This morning, our scripture passage comes from Matthew's community. This is from a pretty well-known piece, something we call the Sermon on the Mount, because remember, in Matthew's community, Jesus is the new Moses. And so Matthew makes to make sure that, like Moses, he is on the mountain and gets a transmission on the mountain. And then he teaches from that for several chapters, starting in chapter 5. This is later in chapter 5. This is verses 33 through 37 from the Message version, which is more of a modern paraphrase of the scripture. "And don't say anything you don't mean. This counsel is embedded deep in our traditions. You only make things worse when you lay down a smokescreen of pious talk, saying, 'I'll pray for you,' and then never doing it. Or saying, 'God be with you,' and not meaning it. You don't make your words true by embellishing them with religious lace. In making your speech sound more religious, it becomes less true. Just say yes and no. When you manipulate words to get your own way, you go wrong. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God." I want to invite you to think of a time when you said yes to someone, but you really wanted to say no. Or a time when you said no, but realized you really wanted to say yes. It might have been a small thing like going to a movie or getting ice cream. Or it may have been a big thing like taking a job or buying a house. You might have known your true answer in the moment, or you might have realized later. Of course, it's never happened to me, but I thought I might just talk about it a little. This morning, we are moving into our annual congregational meeting, and we'll be asked to say yes or no on matters of the congregation. So it seems appropriate to name and to know that Jesus speaks to us about matters of discernment and declaration. He seems to want us to be truthful and clear and to know ourselves as we declare our yes and no. My sense is that Matthew's community has Jesus teaching about this in the important Sermon on the Mount because it's important being clear about our own truth and our own boundaries, because that actually allows us to be more loving, which is more of a service to God, to the other person, and to the building of God's realm. The Beloved Community is a place where community-building covenants are made, and made well, and therefore kept. I think Jesus understood that community, real and worthy community that finds its way to justice and peace, is based on truthful, sincere, and appropriate covenants kept. And relationship covenants are based on good boundaries of yes and no. Now, in a church I used to pastor, one of the three simple questions of new members that I asked during the ritual of membership was simply, "Are you willing to say yes and no?" And they needed to say yes to that particular question. I must admit here that I have often not been free and willing to do that because I was afraid that my authentic answer would affect the relationship negatively. Anyone else? Jesus challenges me and us in calling us to be authentic and in a way that builds relationships and strengthens community. So I have an idea about that and a process I want to share with you this morning. So first off, here's what we often don't realize or remember, perhaps. That saying yes means saying no to something. That saying no means saying yes to something. And that there is such a thing as a positive no. And that's what I want to talk about. Someone around my neck of the woods, William Ury of Boulder, has written a book about that, The Power of a Positive No. And I believe that this positive no is at the heart of how we clarify and ground the oaths and covenants that build loving and just relationships. A positive no serves relationships by building them on the clarity and truth of what is, and by minimizing the likelihood that whatever covenant has been made will be broken because of lurking unexpressed resentment or disagreement or disrespect. So let's go a little further. You might ask it, what do people do that is not a positive no, or simply ask, what's a negative no? And a negative no, for your benefit, some alliteration here, a negative no is accommodation, attack, or avoid. Accommodation, attack, or avoid. When we accommodate, we agree to something we really don't want. When we attack, we say no, but in such a way as to not be good for the other person in the relationship. And when we avoid, we find a way to say nothing at all. Now, a positive no honors both parties in that it empowers you to be true, to not hurt yourself or the other, and it keeps respect for the other and openness to the possibility of another agreement and to ongoing relationship. So in terms of this quick in-service training this morning on how to do this, we're going to use the tree of life. It's a common symbol in many religious traditions. So I want you to imagine that tree. Maybe it's like an oak tree. I love that, a big, thick oak tree back from where I was born. Start with that deep taproot. We'll move to that trunk of the tree and then up to the canopy, the outreaching branches and leaves. When we start with a root, we start with our deep yes, the internal yes. If we are to have a positive no, we must know this, must go inward, down into our own roots and know what is important to us. What do we truly want? Where are we trying to go? What are we trying to do? What vision is calling to us? This taproot is our deep yes, our basic values and commitments. Now, I might summarize those following in the Christ way, sort of collectively. We're asked to say yes to some basic things. These aren't beliefs that I'm talking about. They're values, ways of understanding. That at the very beginning, God as creator created a world blessed in its origin, and we are part of it. To know that we are made in the image of God, and yes, God help us, that even our neighbors are made in the image of God. That we have been made with the power to choose. That we are called to the love that makes for peace, justice, and the integrity of creation. This is a place of yes, the roots, might say our collective roots and our tradition. But there's also a place to know who we are individually, uniquely, and deeply. Your place in this whole thing. What are your values? What do you want ultimately? What is yours to do? How is your unique life going to express God's yes, both to yourself and to the world? And so this collective and this individual aspect, we come into our deep yes, the roots of life for us. It's not always easy. We can often miss this. I do it all the time because I'm not fully aware of my unconscious motives and commitments. So this inquiry into our deep roots is critical to working through our yes and no. It's an important part of our ongoing spiritual life. Getting to a positive no honors both parties, and that empowers you to be true, to not hurt yourself or the other, and it keeps respect for the other and openness to the possibility of that other agreement. And so if we're going to do that, we've got to know that yes part and then move to that, what's next? The trunk of the tree. We can see that, and that's where we make our stand to say no to something, the no that we can identify. And out of our roots, where we find that deep yes, that no can stand, maybe in the simple way that Jesus wanted. Simply. It's a simple no. You might have to say no to a request for volunteering or working overtime or giving your time up to television. or continuing in a destructive behavior pattern like an addiction because you know your yes demands it. If it's really a yes, you're going to have to say no to those things, perhaps. Maybe you made time commitments, value commitments, but setting a no boundary is being faithful, faithful to that deeper yes. We might disappoint someone else, but we cannot really agree to something with integrity that we are asked unless we actually see the yes in it, of course. Saying yes to the things that we know are not the right thing for us in that moment only leads to resentment and sabotage of that covenant later on, doesn't it? Even unconsciously or passive-aggressively, it leads us to a loss of self-respect or even a depression that hides an anger. We can punish ourselves or another person. Often we manage to do both for not being true to our deeper yes. Our no is important. When discrimination or hatred or insult come, if our deeper yes to God's grace and our making in the divine image is to be served, we must reject messages or treatment that says we are less than that. The civil rights movement was and is a giant positive no movement. Speaking up and saying Black Lives Matter is a positive no to all. To all that does not honor equally the lives of Black people. Speaking up and acting against the discrimination and hatred of gay or lesbian or transgender people is a positive no to all that does not honor equally the lives of LGBTQ people. These positive no statements are based in a deep yes, a yes to seeing all of us in God, as God's children, and worthy of love and respect. Okay, so we've got the first two parts, the root and the trunk. And now let's go to the canopy of that image, the third part of the tree. So after expressing our positive no, we not only honor and protect our own deep yes, but we can then be open to another positive yes in relation to the other. We can come from a place of self-knowledge, self-respect, and self-confidence to offer what is an acceptable agreement in relating to the other. Like those branches, we can reach out to the other, offering other possibilities. Not this, but that. I can't go with you now or volunteer now, but perhaps I can reconsider in 2 months when my schedule changes. We can make an offer to the other person that honors our true connection or commonality with that other person. So those are the three parts to the positive no. And it might look in some simple scenario like this. Maybe a boss comes to you and asks you to work on a Saturday on an important project. And while you know that this would score points with the boss and possibly advance your career and it's important for the company, you're also coach of your daughter's soccer team, who plays on Saturday, and you promised you would spend more time with her. What do? Well, you find your yes. You find your yes that maybe you've simply said, you know what, family time, it's number one. I just can't live this way anymore. It's got to be that. That's my deepest yes here. There's complexity and life scenarios, and we could add all those, but for this one, let's keep it simple. That's your yes. I promised. This is a value. And so you can say to that boss, I can't work this weekend. I have a commitment to family time that I want to honor. Actually, you could say, I can't work this Saturday. You could just shut it down, say, I can't work this weekend. But that wouldn't add that last piece, another possibility. So you could say, really, I can't work this Saturday. I have a commitment to family time that I want to honor. But I could work Sunday. Maybe Sunday night we could work on this important project. Would that work for you? That's a simple scenario of this process. The point is that the positive no is looking for the next agreement. I really can in integrity agree to what you've said, but I could agree to something else. Can we meet there? Is there a way through here? a way that maintains that relationship. So how did that feel as I was telling it, that whole scenario? Anybody get butterflies in their stomach at having to speak their truth? Of course, it's never happened to me. There are these moments of truth telling, and sometimes that comes in something like an annual meeting of the congregation where we all try to lead together. This is deep in the roots of our denomination, our lineage. We do it together. The pastors, we're just playing a particular role, but we as a congregation lead together. And so you'll be asked to say yes and no, and I'm not telling you to be stubborn with a no at the meeting. I'm just telling you to find your yes and see what serves that. And if you come up with a no at a moment, see what other yes you could get to with people. This is a way we become responsible for our speaking. Maybe a way I hope that we come closer to what Jesus was saying in the Sermon on the Mount. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Keep it simple. The great soul Mahatma Gandhi said, "A no uttered from deepest conviction is better and greater than a yes merely uttered to please, or what is worse, to avoid trouble." He knew something about making good trouble, as the elder, the late John Lewis, would say. There's a lot more to learn about this process. I've explained it in a pretty simple way, but life is not always that simple. But I still invite us all to be in this process of knowing our deepest yes. And from that, setting the boundaries that serve life, serve your life, but also serve the life of the community. My friends, Jesus teaches that it's important to have your yes be yes and your no be no. To be true to others requires being true to yourself. And to do that while still serving the relationship. This is one way to the realm of God, to the beloved community. And this, I believe, is what Jesus teaches. So today, in the meeting and in the moments to come after, may we follow this path. Amen.